This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHAS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello AHAS members, fellow amateurs and everyone. Don't forget the picnic in the park next Sunday on the 18th of January at around 12 o'clock. This is our annual January get-together in lieu of the monthly meeting. This year it will be again held in the park at the Goodwood Orphanage with entry off Mitchell Street. Payment of $10 per head, children are free, is to be made directly into the AHAS bank account, the details for which can be found on the website or in your Sunday email. Don't forget to add your call sign, barbecue, in the comments so we know who and how many are coming. I said children are free, just add a plus one. You'll need to bring your own chairs, table, plates, cutlery and drinks and sweets or dessert if you want them. It might be a good idea to throw in a hat and some sunscreen. We'll also be getting the salads from Spring Fresh again, as they were very popular last year. Note that we need to have numbers finalised by the close of business Tuesday the 13th of January. So if you're intending to come and haven't paid your money yet, you'd better do so. I look forward to seeing you there. And please note that we will not be accepting cash payments on the day for annual fees or barbecue attendance. As usual, information on our regular weekly nets can be found on our website at https://ahars.au/radio-nets. And there's some interesting things on our Facebook group page at https://www.facebook.com/groups/AHARS. Cheers and 73 from John, VK5RJ.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman, VK5PH, and I'm the training coordinator for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. 2025 was a great year for the training group with 107 new foundation licensees, and we want 2026 to be just as good. Our first training and examination session for the year will be held at the RAAF Association meeting rooms at Hawthorne on Saturday the 31st of January. To register for the course, you need to go to the AHARS webpage, that's ahars.au, and click on the Get Licensed header. This will take you to the training information page, and towards the bottom of the page there's an area where you can enter your details, type of examination and time frame. The one-day format has been extremely successful with candidates receiving better than a 98% pass rate. If you have any questions regarding training, please don't hesitate to call me on 041 8803 177. That was 041 8803 177. But please use the previously mentioned form to enrol. Thank you for your attention.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's edition of the Northeast Radio Club News. Now, last Friday night at the meeting, we were given a very good expose by Ross, VK5WRP, on his area of expertise in photography. He showed us many of his really unique photos that he'd taken of animals and scenery, and it was really great to see them. Of course, he's got some very advanced photographic equipment, including one that takes photos of space objects. Had some good photos of the moon and also a lot of infrared photos. So thank you very much, Ross. Everybody was really impressed with that marvellous presentation. And don't forget that this Wednesday, the 14th of January, is the return of the Coffee Club. Yes, I come along to the Tea Tree Gully Library and have quite a few coffees and lots of interesting conversation. And, of course, the next Saturday Arvo meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday the 24th of January, and it's going to be a grand sausage sizzle, so come along and join in the fun. Then the day after the sausage sizzle, on Sunday the 25th of January, on the BK5RHO repeater, on 146.850 MHz, with a 91.5 MHz tone, you will have to listen at 3:30 p.m. and there will be the next episode of the Amateur's Technical Segment. So, and don't forget to come up at the end of the broadcast on the callback and let us know what you think of the event. And, of course, January has got 5 Fridays. So that means there will be a lunch on Friday the 30th of January. So think of Sir Lunchalot out there now choosing a suitable venue. Well, that's all for this week's news. I hope you keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. And we start with a Happy New Year to everybody for 2026. We certainly have lots being planned for this coming year. First up, while there's no formal January meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group this month, we are holding a planning workshop at the club rooms this coming Friday, the 16th of January 2026, for the River Paddling Marathon event that AREG supports in June each year. If you've been involved with past RPM events, and in particular if you're interested to learn a bit more about how the event is going to be assembled for 2026, please make the effort to come to the workshop. The doors will be opened at 7:30 p.m. at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court in Fulham. Next, we are starting off the 2026 Project Horus launch campaign with a small test flight on Sunday the 18th of January. Depending on the weather, the launch will take place from either Mount Barker or Auburn, with the primary objective being a test of an upgraded telemetry payload known now as Horus Binary Version 3. The flight will also include an experimental Meshtastic beacon from the SA Meshtastic Users Group. Liftoff will be at 10 a.m. and further details of how this launch and how to get involved in decoding the new Horus 3 telemetry system are all available on the AREG website. Get involved. It's a great way to experiment with high altitude ballooning from home. Now, for those who use the VK5 Central Repeater Network, some news on the Mount Beaver repeater site that covers Murray Bridge, i.e. VK5RMB. This site, as you know, was destroyed by lightning back in November. After some hard work by the team, we were able to restore it in mid-December. However, since then it appears to have developed a new fault in the transmitter, causing it to become intermittent. The team is certainly aware of the problem, is making plans to resolve the issue as soon as we can. Finally, we would like to put out a challenge to all radio clubs in South Australia to consider staging entries in the revamped John Moyle Field Day contest this year. New rules have been released by the WIA, which have simplified the contest somewhat while still retaining its Field Day portable operating focus. AREG is certainly planning an entry under our club contesting call of Victor Lima 5 X-ray. We would love to see other VK5 groups get involved too. The John Moyle Field Day is held over the weekend of March 21st and 22nd. So why not start planning now? We'd love to see you on the air. Well, that's all from me this week. 73s from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. This has been Grant, VK5 Golf Radio.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam, Victor Kilo 5, Golf Alpha for Wison SA. Hope everyone has had some rest and recovery time over the Christmas New Year's break. Wison SA has quite a large calendar of events that require Wison SA members or newcomers to volunteer their time and radio operating expertise. The calendar of events for 2026 is 15th of March, Dementia Australia Memory Walk at Glenelg, 24th, 25th, 26th of April, Rally Heartland at Burra. 10th of May, the first of the Gorge Rally Sprints in the Northern Adelaide Hills. 16th and 17th May, True Grit in the Barossa Valley. 16th of August, the second Gorge Sprint in the Northern Adelaide Hills. 29th and 30th of August, Rally Barossa. And 16th, 17th and 18th of October, the Adelaide Rally. The main events that require maximum Wison SA volunteering are Rally Heartland, the two Gorge Rally Sprints, Rally Barossa and Adelaide Rally. A reminder that if you aren't a member of Wison SA, there is no cost in becoming a member. If you wish to volunteer your time for any of the events mentioned, you can contact Wison SA Events Coordinator at rallysa@sa.wison.org.au. A text copy of the above information will be posted on the Wison SA Facebook group and vk5.au forum with links to the different events and some volunteer registration links also. Cheers from Adam, Victor Kilo 5, Golf Alpha, on behalf of Wison South Australia.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Our group receives a weekly email newsletter in which we get a calendar of upcoming events Australia-wide, which allows those who might be interested to plan what hamfests or car boot sales they might like to attend. In order to keep this up to date, the newsletter organiser utilises the upcoming events section of the WIA website and the Hamfest Australia Facebook page as they publish a calendar of events which is updated on a regular basis. Neither of these sources are very reliable unless all clubs submit details of their activities for the coming year. Has your club secretary submitted details of your annual convention or car boot sale, etc. yet? If not, I would suggest that they do so ASAP in order for the Hamfest Australia Facebook page, calendar and the WIA page to be as accurate and up-to-date as possible. Our group has now received a very nice certificate of participation in the recent VKFF activation weekend for our club activation of the Gower Conservation Park. Thanks to Tim, VK5AV, for prodding us into doing this. It was enjoyed by all who came along and joined in, and to Paul, VK5PAS, for being the driving force behind the whole weekend and the VKFF itself. It was the baptism of fire for our new club trailer, which is not quite fully set up yet, and also for a couple of new members who are getting closer to obtaining their AR licences. We wish Rosie and Tony all the very best for that, and assure that when the day comes that they will both nail their exams. Thanks yet again to Tim, VK5AV, for guiding these two along the path, and the many others who have preceded them. Last Thursday, we resumed our very popular coffee mornings and we look forward to many more during the year. Starting at 10 a.m. every Thursday morning in our excellent club rooms, these mornings have become an excellent way for members who normally do not attend evening meetings to come along and enjoy a relaxed hour or two of social interaction that they would otherwise miss out on. If you are nearby on a Thursday morning, consider joining us. Our club rooms are in the old Reedy Park Primary School, now called the Reedy Park Centre, on O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. There is a sign on the street frontage which lists all of the clubs that inhabit this facility, courtesy of the City of Mount Gambier. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 News for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.